who had saved the boy's life. It seemed perfectly natural to Iris to be waiting for him, with her shoes off to ease her feet here on the park grass. He had been in her mind so often in the past month, she could not conceive of him as a stranger, though he certainly was. A horn hooted. It was Roy driving a hired car. She slipped on her shoes and waved she was coming. He had come across her picture in one of the morning papers the day after he had knocked out the homer for the kid. Whenever he had a minute to himself, he was a smashing success at bat, 5 for 5, 3 home runs, and was lionized by all. He took the picture out and studied it, trying to figure out why she had done that for him. Nobody else ever had. He telephoned the photographer, but at his office they said he was covering a forest fire in Minnesota. During the game that afternoon, Roy scanned the stands around him and in the 5th frame located her practically at his elbow in deep left. He got one of the ushers to take her a note saying could she meet him tonight. She wrote back not tonight, but enclosed her phone number. After a shot of scotch, he called her. After some coaxing, she yielded. He held the door open and she stepped in. "I'm Iris Lemon," she said with a blush. "Roy Hobbs." She was heavier than he had thought. Big, yes, but shapely, too. So he asked her right out, was she married? She smiled. "No." "Are you?" "Nope."